Welcome to the bonus episode of the Tales of the Trade podcast from the Amaya Podcast Network. Interviews with our guests often run way over the 90-minute mark, and condensing all of that information and inspiration into a neat little episode often means being a little brutal in the edit process. But there are some parts of our conversation that are just too juicy not to share with all of you. So we decided to bring you these little gems in this bonus episode series. Hey guys, I'm Gaia, producer of Tales of the Trade, and I'll be your host for this series. In today's episode, we'll reflect on the parts of our conversation with our first guest, Akanksha Goyal, founder of Socialize Agency, where she went into the different aspects of being a female entrepreneur and whether or not the gender of the leader really plays a role in the success of a business.
Being a woman, obviously, you know, there are a few disadvantages, but there are advantages as well. It's easier for women to be empathetic. It's easier for women to be sometimes intuitive. You know, women sometimes can be better communicators, you know, all of that. So I chose to just focus on the advantages and not think so much of the disadvantage. And it's not just the disadvantage of being a woman. I mean, there's a disadvantage of being a woman, being young. You know, when I walked into a training, I wore fake glasses for a few years just so I could look older and command a little bit, you know, more respect. I mean, people were paying $4,000 to attend a training and they see a 16-year-old walk in to train them. It doesn't do much credibility. So I had to work harder to prove myself. And also, I wasn't from the region. So that, you know, had its own challenges. But none of it felt like it would be an excuse.
But speaking of female instinct and intuition, I wondered how these innate skills affect the decision-making process in a business.
You know, one of the things that my CFO and I sometimes discuss it. We wonder if it is our personality or if it's a woman thing, you know, which is we always under forecast. I would much rather tell you we're going to make 16 and do 16.5, even if 16 makes us look really bad, than, you know, say, don't worry, we're going to be fine. But that also sometimes means that you're not being ambitious enough. You're not, you know, you're not taking the big risk. You know, you're not saying, actually, my big goal of where are you guys going to be in 3 years is 3 years, we're going to be double our size. I'm like, I'd never say something like that because it's so much worse when you don't get there. But then everyone knows where you want to go. So it's better to just like keep a shred of mystery around it.
I work day to day. I haven't thought that far.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I should look at that as actually a good strategic answer.
This was her reflecting on her internal thought process. But then she went on to share a rather interesting story about how things were being perceived from the outside.
Someone who was a part of the Socialize team who came in to meet with me a few years after she'd left. And while I was talking to her, she actually said to me, you know, and I think it was surprising to hear this from a woman, right? She said to me, you know, it's great to see you're still doing so well. And I see that the work that you guys do is very, you know, very good. And I have to admit, back then, you know, wondered how, you know, you got some of the business and, you know, wondered if it was just, you know, and it, to hear this from an ex-employee, I have to say it was quite surprising. But, you know, I commend her honesty. I'm sure a lot of people maybe thought it but never said it because, you know, we're so used to these stereotypes and, you know, it's what we see on, you know, what we learn, what we see on TV, and, you know, sometimes you think, oh gosh, it must be that, you know, we've grown up with that. And for her to come and say, I did wonder, but just to see where you've come and, you know, what you've achieved, and I just wanted to apologize for even having had that thought. And I just thought, well, it's interesting to hear it. It didn't actually bother me at all. And it's not just for women. I'm sure, you know, they think that for men as well. I'm sure, you know, like, for example, advantage of being a woman is that people are less likely to think that you're doing an underhand dealing, you know, money under the table, you know, easier to think that about, you know, men. So pros and cons, stereotypes, they follow us everywhere, you know.
As the conversation wound down, Akanksha told us about her style of goal setting and how just putting one foot in front of the other is sometimes the best way to build an empire.
I've never been one for big, lofty goals, North Stars of, you know, this is where we want to get. It's really more day-to-day for me. You know, every day is about being a better version of what we were yesterday, as boring as that sounds. So the next step for us is, you know, having become a part of We Are Social, you know, we want to continue growing, but we want to continue going faster. We now have bigger ambitions, you know, as a part of the group. We are already one of the largest independent agencies, no longer independent, but to be the largest independent agency in the region, to, you you know, be the first to win a digital can. I mean, there are all of these little small steps, you know, where you're pushing the rock up the mountain to multiple flags. There isn't just one peak. You know, you sort of zigzag on your way there. And I'm not sure what
and
the peak looks like.
Sometimes the boulder comes back and falls on you, but that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You keep going. Yeah.
The thing that inspired me most about Akanksha's story was her ability to build on her strengths and not focus solely on all the areas that needed work. Trusting the process and allowing herself to learn on the job rather than feeling that she needed to know everything before making her first move was really what kept the momentum going, fueling her passion to bring Socialize to the place it is in today. We hope that this bonus episode gave you some food for thought and left you feeling as inspired as we are. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for a brand new episode of Tales of the Trade. So many tales to be told, so many stories to be shared. So pull up a chair and join the conversation.